for. To me, you are so beautiful. To me, can't you video chat or see? Prosperity, the love of the women of the world, the deep blue sea, you are, you video chatters everywhere, the world is going to be peaceful and prosperity will be everywhere. The love that you have, and she, Aussie, says to me, Moo Moo, I love you. She is so beautiful to me.
January 11th, 2019, coming up on the program today, that's not rape. None of this is rape. Plus, Logan Paul goes gay for the new year, bitch versus sissy at the nail salon, and where did my newborn baby's head go? All this plus your voicemails today!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little baby!
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday show. Got a lot of great stuff to share with you. I thought I would check out the Discord, see what the freaks have been posting in there. First up, a very misguided public service announcement. You ladies really like to think you've got a monopoly on the whole rape thing. I mean, overwhelmingly, it's you who's getting raped. I get it. And rape is horrible. In most circumstances, sometimes it's a very beautiful thing.
I raped that couch so bad.
Like the time I raped the couch. Why do I have a sound clip of that?
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
Yeah, it's not just me. I'm throwing you guys under the bus too. That was a voicemail from many years ago. But I mean, animals raping animals, I guess that's acceptable rape because it happens in nature, and me raping a chair is okay because chairs can't feel.
You sure look sparkly, Pee-wee.
Right, except for Pee-wee's chair, Cherry.
Come over here and sit on me.
Actually, Cherry may be the rapist.
Yeah!
I said DV's secret word, rapist. To be fair, rapist is the secret word every day. Anyway, women constantly do boneheaded shit. In this PSA, every bad thing that happens in this woman's life, she labels a raping. I don't even know what this public service announcement is for, but the bitch needs to learn what a proper raping is. I'm not saying that she should be raped, I'm just saying she should read a book about rape. That sounded very menacing at first. This bitch needs a lesson in raping, if you know what I mean, wink. She needs to know what a proper raping is. Good God. Here we go. The title is, My Family Raped Me. Yeah, well, my family dragged me every year to Sears Portrait Studio for a family picture, so I kind of know how you feel. I don't know, man. You see a title, My Family Raped Me, and you're expecting the worst here.
Yes, I've been getting raped. I don't even remember since when.
Rape has just become a part of her life, her daily routine. It's very quite sad.
Maybe it started when I came out of my mother's womb. I get raped at several places. Trains, public buses, offices.
I'm starting to think like she's just a professional victim, like there's something wrong with her. I mean, if you're not only getting raped at home, but on the bus, at work, I know this is not very politically correct to say, but man, you are throwing out some rape me vibes, I think. Maybe you just need better self-confidence. I don't know how you walk, if your shoulders are slumped, but if you're getting raped every day, first of all, I don't even think you could walk. Maybe that's part of the problem. You're just constantly in the fetal position, sucking your thumb. Guys probably aren't even looking to rape you. It's just too easy to pass up. Like, they stumble over you. They're like, oh, well, I'm here. Might as well.
Even at my own house, I got raped when my dad hit my mom.
Oh, no, that's not rape. Unless your dad hit your mom and it got him horny.
I got raped when my mother called someone else's daughter a slut. I got raped when my brother teased someone else's sister.
I got raped when the cashier at the grocery store didn't apply my 20-cent coupon off my box of Cap'n Crunch. Like, you're not describing rapings. You're describing, you know, bad days. No, no, Daniel Powder, no! He's still in the fucking corner, just waiting! Stop it! This has been going on for years! Go home! Huh? Oh, that's sad. He doesn't have a home anymore. It's okay, you can stay there, but just be quiet, okay? God. All right, let me see where this PSA is going.
I got raped when my brother teased someone else's sister.
Teasing. Teasing amounts to rape now. It's secondhand teasing, by the way. You're not even being teased. Someone else is being teased.
I get raped every day. Several times. By thoughts, by words, by looks.
That's not how rape works!
I try to see their faces, but I can't see them. I only see my family.
Oh my, what a powerfully retarded message. Let's move on. I've got a couple short clips that were also linked in the Discord. By the way, we're merely 54 members short of reaching 1,000 freaks in there. So if you're not a member of the Discord, there's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. Chat with other freaks. Watch and share links to distorted viewworthy stuff. It's a good time. All right, let's move on. Like I said, I've got two short clips that were provided in the Discord. The first is an Australian message from a politician talking about the quality of water.
This is what you get when you leave the National Party in charge of water.
Yeah, he's holding a dead fish, a rotting dead fish.
In charge of water in Australia. Dead fish, a massive stink. Oh, sorry, I'm going to stop.
And effectively...
And he has to walk away. Throughout the rest of the clip, you can hear him in the background retching. But these guys, the other two guys, are total professionals. They don't miss a beat. They just pick right up, keep talking.
And effectively, it runs into the billions of fish. At the moment, numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions.
It's kind of hard to pay attention to anything they're saying, though, because I'm really just focused on the puking.
At the moment... Numbers are saying hundreds of thousands to millions. This river system will run about another 150 kilometres. So if you have these type of things up and down, you'll be talking of billions of fish. Billions of fish being destroyed by this government. Any last words, Dick?
I feel sorry for Jeremy, I tell you.
No! Like, why would you give the guy with the weak stomach the rotting fish to hold? That's just a recipe for disaster.
I feel sorry for Jeremy, I tell you.
No!
Poor bastard. I hope he survives.
Poor bastard. The other clip that was posted in the Discord, a rap battle.
In the minutes you mince me, ain't shit sweet with you and your niggas. It's right there.
Damn. No need to use the N-word. Oh, he's like slowing down, though. and he's burping in that I'm going to vomit kind of way.
Is this my phone?
God damn.
Fuck them.
Is he right there?
Hit that water! Hit that water!
Now there's a whole crowd around him. I don't know if they're all drunk, if they've been drinking, what, but I would step back. It's too much of a confined space.
Oh!
Okay, so what you're hearing is him vomiting. He does this, he doesn't put his head down, right? Close to the ground to vomit. He lifts his head up towards the ceiling. So there's a fountain effect. Not only that, he puts his hand kind of in front of his mouth. It doesn't catch the vomit so much as it redirects it in every fucking direction. Mostly into the crowd. So here we go. I'm going to rewind this just a little bit. And then there's a cut.
Listen.
And he goes.
It's my form.
He's right back to rapping. I mean, he took his jacket off, but he's just rapping in that other guy's face. And it's like, ooh, you got puke mouth. In the comments, someone called him Lil Queasy. I thought that was pretty good. All right, moving on now. Thank you to everyone in the Discord who's participating, chatting, sharing links. You guys are the real MVPs today. All right, now it's time to introduce a new segment to the show. We have featured public freakouts occasionally on the program. They are happening more and more often and with more severity. People just don't give a fuck no mo. That's the type of trash we honor. Distorted View presents the best of the worst of humanity. We start at Target. In addition to destroying store shelves,
you fucking sand nigger fucking pieces of shit, fuck all of you.
He's also pretty damn racist.
Fuck you, you sand nigger bitches. You are shit.
She's a hard ass until tackled by security.
Ah! I'll leave if you let go.
We don't want you to leave now. We want the cops to come.
Help! Help! Help!
No one's on your side. You can't scream for help. They all want to see you go down.
I'll leave if you let go.
Let's now check in at Subway.
American cheese. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so far so good.
Now you're ignorant bitch, your mama the bitch, uh-oh, you faggot ass fag. Uh-oh. Now you can come outside and we can get it, cause I'm a real nigga. Bitch ass nigga, that's what you are. Come on outside since I'm an ignorant bitch. Come on outside since I'm an ignorant bitch. Dumb like your mama for having your ass, she should have swallowed your punk ass.
Maybe things are going better at McDonald's.
You just call me a nigger.
Nope.
You just call me a nigger.
Don't give a fuck, nigger.
Ah, got you on camera, world star. You're good. You're getting fired.
5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get out of my window.
You're getting fired.
Boy.
Don't touch me. You're getting fired. You're getting fired. You're getting fired. And you're getting fired.
Moving away from fast food, let's check in with the public school system.
What's up? What's up, nigga? You ain't doing shit, nigga. What's up? Come get me, hard ass nigga. Come get me. What's up? Take that motherfucker at me, bro.
Well, this classroom is not conducive to learning.
Let's say some fucking shit. Come get me, nigga. Pussy ass nigga, you a fucking scrub. If I come back, don't say shit to me, nigga. You a scrub. I'm letting you get your chance, nigga. If I come back, don't say shit, nigga. Don't say shit, nigga.
All right, he's upset with a student, but he's also mad at his teacher for calling him the wrong name.
Damn.
You done?
Yes, I'm done. Let's go. Let's roll. And you, don't fucking call me Jesus. It's Jesus, bitch. If you don't want to call me Jesus, call me Jay. You hear me? Call me Jay if you do not want to call me Jesus because you're fucking religious. I go by Jesus.
Like, no one's allowed to be called Jesus because of Jesus Christ.
If you don't want to call me Jesus, call me Jay. Understood?
Yeah. Jesus, stupid bitch. Bitch.
No, I'm done. Let's
How
go.
Hard is it to call a man Jay? If you don't want to call him Jesus, call him Jay. Dumb bitch. And now to finish up this segment, every single freakout will be played at the same time.
You fucking sad nigger,
American
fucking pieces of shit, fuck
yes,
all
ma'am.
Of you.
You getting fired.
You bitch, your mama, bitch. You faggot ass fag. Now you come outside.
You
this has been the shot of views. Worst of humanity. The energy expended. I am physically and emotionally drained after that. I do have one more clip I want to share with you. This is Cupcake. Are you guys familiar with the artist Cupcake? I almost didn't play this thing because it's received almost 30 million views. Everyone in the world may have already heard this song, but it's called Deep Throat. For the life of me, I can't figure out why it's so popular. I mean, this isn't a good song, right? It's just people are listening because it's a song about sucking dick, and it's kind of funny. This is not a platinum artist. She's a goof. Or am I completely off on that? Is she very popular in the rap world, and I'm just clueless because I'm painfully white?
Hump me, fuck me, daddy better make me show
you better.
Hump me, fuck me, my tunnel loves a deep throat.
It do.
Lick, 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 lick,
I lick.
I wanna eat your dick,
I can.
But I can't fuck up my nails,
I can.
So I'ma pick it up with chopsticks. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open, mouth wide open, put it so deep I can't speak a sentence.
Yeah, these women with those really long, sharp nails, that's not conducive to jacking a guy off or sucking his dick, because there's just too much of a possibility that you're going to dig your nail into the shaft. You need to trim that, bitch. There's video of her, like, deep-throating a banana. She's got a dog collar on, licking water out of a dog bowl. She's got tape over her nipples. Her titties are all exposed. She's not attractive, though. You know what I mean? Like, well,
mouth
maybe.
Wide open, oh. Mouth wide open, oh. Mouth wide open like I was at the dentist. Mouth wide open. Oh.
I don't get it.
So deep, I can't speak a sentence. My fingers in it gentle.
Yeah.
Explore this nigga mental. I'ma write my name on his dick.
His dick.
Don't need a pen.
I mean, she sounds good, like a rapper, right? Have we featured her before? Because she's got some other songs. Like, this one's called Vagina. What happened to Majelle ZZ Diamond? That was
Remind
a singer.
Ya, I'm kinda what? Running down my vagina. Running down my vagina. Running down my vagina.
Yeah, she's too polished for me. I like the raw sounds of Majelle ZZ Diamond, who, by the way, I just looked this up while I was playing that song. She's officially retired. I guess she moved back to Africa. That's where I thought she was in the first place. But she says that the show has ended. No more Majelle ZZ Diamond. Here is a parting song, I guess. Tickle Tickle, the vagina song.
I don't know what it says for dead men. I don't know what it says for dead men.
That's right, she doesn't have sex with dead men, in case you were wondering.
Tickle my vagina, they tickle me with their beard. I don't have sex with bearded men. I don't have sex with bearded men.
Oh, bearded men. I don't have sex with bearded men. Okay. I thought it was I don't have sex with dead men.
They tickle my vagina, they
yeah.
Tickle me with their beard. I am the queen of vagina. I am the
promise. That's a little bit of Majelle ZZ Diamond. By the way, her last post on Facebook says, when Queen of Vagina was still functioning, some people took Queen of Vagina highly for granted. But now that Queen of Vagina's show has ended, the same people are begging for Queen of Vagina to come back. That's life. People don't appreciate what they got until it's gone. Very sad to see her go. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Did a very fun show yesterday just for Sideshow members. If you want to hear it, you can. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up, become a true and honorable freak today. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. In addition to getting all of the exclusive shows we do every week, you'll also get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 3,000 shows. You know I've been at this since December 2004, so just tons of distortion for you to listen to. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted again. superfreaksideshow.com. Other ways to support the show, you can always pledge a few bucks to our Patreon account, Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I plan on doing another video this weekend, early access for patrons. Then I'll post it for everyone on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. I posted a video earlier this week. You can check it out, facebook.com/distortedviewshow or youtube.com/distortedviewshow. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Twitter is freaking out. They are outraged once again over a stunt Logan Paul is pulling. I think this is ridiculous. What the fuck? He's not hurting anyone. Let this kid do what he wants. Right? And I'm not a huge Logan Paul fan or anything. Logan Paul says he's going to go gay for a month. I mean, you can see why I can get behind this, right? I want to see this dude make out with another man. Logan Paul says he's going gay for a month, and it's not going over well on social media. Look, Logan Paul did something controversial. This time he claims he's going... Okay, he's not just going gay. The deal is this. This is a dumb bit. So he's doing, like, a New Year's resolution where every month he tries something new, right? And I think I have audio here from the podcast where he's talking about it.
Can I, let's be real, dog. Like, what do you need your legs for, like, besides going places?
Yeah.
God, he is so fucking dumb.
No, I want to go places, so.
Okay. Really? God, seriously? Can we just talk about this for a moment? Legs. They're fucking overrated, aren't they? What do you really need legs for? Except for everything. Even sitting is hard without legs.
Okay, all right. I got to show the universe that, you know?
For real. So yeah. So our New Year's resolution, what Mike was hitting on, is we're vegan now.
So for the month of January, they're vegan.
And we're sober?
Well, yeah, that's weird.
Like,
it's
on a serious note, for real. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Just for the month. For the month. I mean, like,
January is sober vegan January.
Yeah.
And then February is...
Fatal February.
The exact
We're
going
to go the opposite. So, oh, okay. Like, day All one, right. Steaks, like, big bottles of Tito's and shit. Like, hell just wilding
and,
out.
And then March.
Yeah.
Take a guess.
It's Coachella, so wait, no.
No, that's next April.
That's April.
You see the lineup, by the way? You see the lineup?
So you're gonna be vegan and sober again?
No. It's, what is it, male-only March?
Why don't you say this part?
So it's male-only March. We're going to attempt to go gay for just one month.
For one month, damn. And then swing, and then go back.
That's great.
Attempt to go. So people are upset. They're like, you can't turn being gay on and off. Yeah, well, you can turn, you can just start doing shit to guys, you know what I mean? It's not like they're being homophobic. It's like they're going to do gross sex stuff with other guys or, you know, whatever, make out with them or something. So our New Year's resolution, we're vegan now and we're sober, right? And then February is where they flip the script, right? And they just eat a bunch of meat. Then in March, it's male March. Then whoever that co-host was, Logan Paul's friend, said, then we're going to switch back, swing back in April. Clearly, this is the news story now. Clearly, Paul's insensitive language. What? How is he insensitive? He didn't say anything. Male March. We're going to attempt to go gay. We're going to try to, you know, force ourselves to like men. I think it's funny. Clearly, Paul's insensitive language is not going over well. And many, many Twitter users are fed up with the whole goddamn thing. Emmy says, Logan Paul really said he was going to go gay for a month? Girl, how the fuck does a man still have any type of career? Another one said, I can't believe Logan Paul is going to be gay for a month. Like it's some sort of trend. I'm disgusted. She's disgusted. Logan Paul going gay for a month. A New Year's resolution? Other Twitter users were disappointed in Brother Nature's participation in Paul's podcast. I don't know who Brother Nature is. Some other, you know, YouTube asshole. A overly sensitive YouTube blogger, Danny Winter, said, looks like Logan Paul's going gay for a month because a person can just flip a switch and be gay, straight, whatever they want. Well, no. How else would you say that? If you're like, for a whole month, instead of, you know, going after girls, I'm going to go after guys. I'm going to make out with guys. I'm going to do stuff with guys. I would just, rather than saying all that, you just say, I'm going gay. I'm going gay for the month. I'm going to do gay stuff. That's what being gay is. It's, you know, it's not a slight on the gay community. Logan Paul going gay is disrespectful to the LGBTQIATIDAYSTTTYT community. It makes it look like being gay is a choice, which is homophobic. assholes used to attack the gay community. Can we leave this asshole in 2018? Thank you. Next, another person commented. The fact that this man believes you can go gay and... Oh, my God. Okay, I've had enough of this news story already. Don't back down, Logan Paul. You know how listeners give me the black card? I'm allowed to say the N-word and I'm allowed to be anti-Semitic and stuff because Jews are okay with it here on the show? I'm giving him the right to just be super gay in March. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, wait, real quick. I got to backtrack a second here. When we were doing those public freakouts, I played audio of that McDonald's worker calling the guy the N-word, I guess.
He just called me a nigger. Right. He just called me a nigger.
He's like, I don't care.
He just called me a nigger.
Don't give a fuck, nigger.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Right. Well, while I agree that that is unacceptable, I feel like this guy was trying to get them in trouble. And I know that sounds like just like a white guy looking for the angle where like the black guy's wrong. But hear me out. We only start this video like after the initial confrontation. We don't know what started it. We don't know how long it was going for. But then this guy spends about a minute screaming, you're gonna get fired. You all are gonna get fired.
You wanna get fucked up? I will fuck you up.
Like, this guy's not helping the case at all by continually using the N-word. Like, you, well, he's
getting fired. Getting fired.
But then he's talking to all the employees, like, you're going to get fired because you're here. You're going to get fired too.
Fired. Okay, sir.
But she's on the phone, right? She's calling the cops for some reason. And if you listen to what she's saying, and I don't know if she's lying to the cops here or telling the truth.
You're getting fired.
Listen.
Okay,
now,
and you get fired too.
He's a black male wearing a tan shirt with blue jeans. He's got a bracelet. He's got a black phone that says Adidas. And he's bald. He's threatening to kill my manager. Hold my window open.
Yeah, so like stuff happened before all this where like this guy threatened to kill some people and like opened the window and
you're getting fired because and we on camera. You're getting fired.
What's worse, threatening to kill someone or calling them the N-word? Or is it like equal? I honestly don't know. I mean, if I think about it logically, which is very hard for me to do, calling someone the N-word is just calling someone something mean, right? Saying I'm going to kill you, that's a threat, though. That's a threat that you're going to cause bodily harm. I would think that's worse, but I don't know. Black people, call in. What do you think? On the flip side, you know, people say I'm going to kill you all the time. You know, it's an empty threat. You know, most times it doesn't actually happen. I'll let my black listeners call in and sound off. All right, second story we have for you. A woman went viral after a video of her launching a homophobic tirade at a man getting a pedicure at a nail salon has been shared across social media. This really drives me crazy. So I've got audio here from the incident, but it's censored audio. And I tried to track down the original. It's been deleted off of Facebook. And, you know, this is distorted view. I want to hear the four-letter words flying, so I apologize for all the beeping. And by the way, the gay guy totally instigated this. Well, he didn't instigate a fight per se, but he's the one that initially started talking to the woman. Christopher Brown shared the video to Facebook after the incident occurred on December 30th at a spa and nail salon in Linwood, Washington, where it has since been viewed over 320,000 times. Until I wanted to watch it, then it was deleted. Speaking to the news, he said the woman walked into the nail salon, sat down, and began talking to someone over the phone on loudspeakers. She had her speakerphone on, which is super annoying. So Christopher spoke up. He said, I asked her to take her phone off speaker. She looked at me, looked at her phone, then said, hold on, let me take care of this faggot, and then hung up her phone. And I think that's where this video starts.
How about that?
She starts filming him.
And let's just get it over with because you're harassing me for no reason, telling me not to be on the phone.
That's not exactly what he said. He said, you know, take it off speaker. I don't want to hear your fucking conversation.
Yeah, I'm recording you too. How you like it? Recording you too. You like it? Keep recording. Go ahead, keep recording. Is it nice because he bothered your customer that I've been coming here for so long?
Yeah, now she's talking to the staff. She wants to have them make him leave. Okay.
telling me not to be on the phone?
I don't know about that, Sally.
They're Asian, of course. They don't know what the hell's going on. Crazy Americans.
Well, it's either he goes or I go. So what's his...
No, it's
either he goes or I go.
No, just sit there.
I've been coming here for years. So it's either he goes or I go.
This is where the bleeping starts, because she gets up to leave herself.
No. Keep recording, sissy. Keep recording, because you probably wish you had right? Keep recording. I should show you my parts. Fat sissy, queer. Eat my eat it.
All right. So there's a lot going on here. She's like, I should show you my pussy. You should eat my pussy. I guess trying to scare the gay man, because nothing freaks out a homosexual more than the thought of eating pussy. Ah! Yeah, although the staff don't tell her to leave, she gets up and goes while yelling vile homophobic comments to Christopher as she exits the building. Keep recording, sissy! And then she says, of course, eat my pussy. Christopher wrote on Facebook when posting the video that he had been holding back sharing the awful incident, but decided to show people that discrimination is still rife. I've been holding sharing this back, but what kind of social justice warrior would I be? Oh, don't call yourself that. By staying quiet. I hope her family and friends see this one day and are embarrassed by her despicable behavior. People on social media commented to support Christopher for standing up to the woman's hatred. One person wrote, "Bravo for standing up and letting people know that this still happens, even in 2019. The local news tried to track down this woman, but could not locate her, you know, to publicly shame her. Final story we have for you today. Oh, this is a great story to end the week. While delivering a baby in a hospital in Western India, a male nurse pulled the baby from the mother's womb. Sorry. It's so good, right? he pulled the baby from the mother's womb so hard, it ended up decapitating the infant. And that's not even the worst part of the story. The incident took place on January 6th at an unnamed local community health center, where the husband of the victim, who is a farmer, had taken his wife, Deeksha Kanwar, for delivery of the baby. The doctor wasn't present there, and the compounder, another person to help him during the delivery. A little while later, when my wife was in severe pain, they said there were complications and the child won't survive. That's according to the husband. When the nurse and a colleague tried to forcefully take out the child, the baby's head separated from its body, and only the torso could be pulled out from the womb. Instead of reporting the incident to their superiors, though, the two hid what had transpired during the delivery process. They deposited the lower part of the body into the hospital's mortuary. Then they asked the woman's family to just take her home, saying the newborn had died, right? You may be wondering, well, where'd the head go? The lower half is accounted for, right? By the way, this is why you don't go to the YMCA to give birth. Is that what type of community center this was? Go to the hospital. She eventually did go to a hospital for treatment later on, right? She saw Dr. Ravindra Sankla, a gynecologist. He learned that while delivering the child, nurses had left the placenta in the woman's womb. When he attempted to remove the placenta, Sankla said that he realized that something had gone horribly wrong and was like, you need to go to a hospital that specializes in this shit. I don't know what type of hospital specializes in decapitated baby births, but India is a big fucking place, right? So she was referred to another hospital where doctors found the fetus's head still inside her womb and informed the family members of the victim. Doctors at the government hospital in Jodhpur found the body of the baby was split into two. Yeah, of course, the body was already taken care of. The head remained. We were shocked to know this. This is murder. Even when they knew the baby was dead, Owing to their negligence, they misled us, the victim's husband said. A criminal complaint was filed against the nurse who carried out the botched surgery. The victim's family claimed the suspects were drunk at the time of carrying out the delivery operation. Even if you're drunk, you would think you wouldn't yank a baby so hard that its head pops off. They're angry drunks. It was only when police confronted the accused nurses that they handed over the baby's torso. They just had that in the refrigerator. When questioned, the hospital staffers handed over the lower part of the fetus to us. The police were yet to make any arrests. So there you go. That's what's happening in India and your world today, freaks. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media, at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, and facebook.com/distortedview show. Let's do a couple voicemails right now.
Hey, Tim, Cat Lady here. Still sick. Would you play your version of Hallelujah at the end of the show?
Okay.
That would make me feel a lot better. Also, I hope you can understand me.
I can understand you. You have a request. You want me to play my version of the song Hallelujah, which I call Hallelujula.
Timmy Boo, scum hook here, mate. I was listening to Thursday's show, and normally I'll wait until the end of the show to call in and leave my pearls of wisdom, but this time I could not wait. Holy fucking shit. Lord Douche is a fucking dickhead.
He's insane. A psycho.
Who does not keep spare toilet paper in the fucking bathroom?
That's been the latest drama. You really got to go back and listen to the Thursday show. But yeah, that's a thing that happens
fucking
here.
Fucking bathroom. What a fucking animal. That
I know,
is absolutely fucking insane.
That's where else would it go, right? Why would it not be there?
Like you said,
stockpile the shit there.
You've got room, no matter
what. It's the only place you're ever going to use it.
You've got room, no matter what the fuck else you want to store in your stupid gay little bathroom cupboard. You've got room for a couple more fucking rolls of fucking toilet paper.
Right.
Oh, this must be some dirty Mexican fucking cultural thing where he's used to wiping his ass on his hands or on a pet or on banana leaves or something.
That's like Afghan people. Is that what they're called? Afghani people? They like wipe their ass with their hand, bury it.
You are so fucking right. But what you need to do is fit little baby faggot's Christmas present where he sent you that bidet. Fit that, you won't need any toilet paper.
Right. Oh, that's right. I completely forgot about the bidet. We haven't set that up yet.
I haven't used toilet paper seriously for like years since I've had it.
I don't think I could do that. I think I would use the bidet in addition to toilet paper.
Might use a couple of sheets to dry off your ass.
Because like I know how my ass is and how I shit.
To run off the dunny. But no, fit the bidet.
I really need to get up in there.
Right, but
and I don't think a little water splashing around there is going to do the job.
Until you do that, Lord Douche, fucking wanker, absolutely wrong. You're a genius. We love you, Timmy Boo.
I'm not a genius. I'm just a human being. Like, you know, I'm not insane.
Love, Tim. Listening to the Thursday show. Uh-oh. When
a lot of people calling in about this now.
A 10-minute rant about Lord Douche and his anti-bathroom storage toilet paper habit.
It wasn't a 10-minute rant. It was 8 minutes tops.
Yeah, you're definitely in the right here, Tim. He's psychotic.
Psycho!
I don't know anyone who doesn't keep extra toilet paper in the bathroom.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense, especially to keep it on a different floor to have to go get it after having a shit.
No!
Also, the whole walking to the kitchen with the toilet paper tube thing is fucking retarded. Lord seems kind of like a high-maintenance bitch.
Thank you!
Dude, you may need to reconsider.
What else am I going to... What else do I got going on? There's, you know, the best I can do. I'm fine. You know, it gives me content for the show, I guess. So those were some patron calls.
Hey, what about yesterday's show? I wanted to...
Oh, ouch.
Let you know that...
That was a hard N-word there.
You were in. Which must be very odd. For yourself.
Thank you.
No, I'm sure I'm not the first one. It wasn't sexual. Stop thinking that.
Yeah.
No, it was weird. Like, you were recording Distorted View, but it was live somehow. And, like, I was listening to you on the radio live. And you just made an announcement that I guess you're breaking, you're like a breaking newscaster in my dream. You just made an announcement that all vehicles, all cars are legal to steal, essentially. You can just take any car you want and it's cool. And no one can say shit.
It's like The Purge, but with vehicles.
Very stupid law. But, yeah, so then I all of a sudden, like...
Dumb dreams.
I was in front of your studio, which was in a different building, not your house. And you were walking out of the studio with your mom for some reason. And you were approaching me as I was breaking into your car. And then you didn't seem too upset. And you're like, hi.
I mean, look, that's the law. You can do what you want.
You know, Jack.
Who am I to get upset about that?
Oh, hi, how's it going? And I shook your hand, and then I continued breaking into your car.
Oh, hey, queer.
And then my dream ended. So,
oh, the fact that I'm a media darling, I'm a celebrity in your eyes, didn't deter you from stealing my car? What a dick!
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, freaks. That implies, but there you go. Okay, I'm a gay.
Well, you want to fuck my mother, I think. not arguing there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in Ugin.
I get raped at several places. Trains, public buses, offices.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 la la. You needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. This floor, I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Never show it to me, do ya? And remember when I moved you in, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cord and it's a broken Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Shout out to Timmy Boo Henson of DistortedView.com. Mwah. Timmy Boo, what it do?